Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
All right, before we get to Cardi Sharks, Laura just gave me this statement that came in, and I want to share it. There's a video on my Instagram right now that expresses some of my frustration with the wife of our alleged assassin, Vance Belter's wife. So, you know, you heard in Laura's news that during the court proceeding today, Vance Belter claimed he can't get sleep, and he called the Sherburne County jail conditions, quote, terrible conditions. So the sheriff, Joel Brott, who maybe Monday Sheriff Brott wants to come on the show, because after you hear some of what the sheriff said, I think you will be giving a standing ovation to the sheriff, who says, on a day when hundreds of grieving Minnesotans waited in long lines to pay their respects to Melissa and Mark Hortman, it's offensive and disgusting that the man accused of assassinating them stood before a federal judge and painted himself the victim. So this guy claimed that he couldn't sleep. So they checked the security cameras. Oh, guess what? He was sleeping. He was sleeping. Or at least resting peacefully, as the sheriff said, with his eyes closed for seven straight hours from 10:40 p.m. Thursday until 5:45 a.m. Friday. After he returned from his court appearance today, jail personnel checked live security camera footage of his cell, and he was resting peacefully again with his eyes closed. Man, I hope he sleeps great. What an absolute, I don't know. One of the nice things about being a radio host is that I don't have to be a newsman. And I could just tell you what I feel about this stuff. And this guy, give me a break. Like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry if there's some noises. You know how you can have a good night's sleep? Don't kill someone. I think that's a pretty effective way to do it. All right, Dan, should we play a game? What do you think?
Let's transition to some fun.
You know, back in my TV days, we would say shifting gears. We're just going to shift it. Hit the music. Here we go. The rain came down hard. It was a deluge. But now skies are clear, and I have some great news. It's Cardi Sharks Friday to begin your weekend. If you win today, $50 to Jester Concepts will send on guard. Two contestants ready to run. Scott is in Lakeville. Scott, you are on Cardi Sharks. How is it going?
Hey, pretty good. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing well. Lakeville, I think, is a somewhat underrated suburb. It doesn't get a lot of hype. What is the best thing about living in Lakeville, Scott?
I would say I like the neighborhoods, and there's actually quite a bit of shopping and good restaurants there to eat, too.
Favorite spot? Where do you like to eat in Lakeville?
I like, actually, the brewery downtown has got some good food there, so I like that.
I heard you've got a brand new, there's a speakeasy in Lakeville that I've been meaning to come down and check out. Maybe I'll come check it out tomorrow. But it's called the Farmer's Cellar. It's like hidden inside a gas station. Pretty cool. That's in Lakeville. Come on.
Yeah, I did see that on the news. That looks awesome.
It looks really good. Yeah, very good. Scott, stand by. You are competing against Colette in Dayton.
Yes.
Colette, welcome back.
Thank you.
I've missed you.
Yeah, I've missed you.
All right. It's a big day for us here. It's our third anniversary. 3 years they've been letting us get away with this nonsense.
And I think I've listened to every show.
That's Colette knows really? All my jokes. All my
I
jokes.
Do.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like my wife could tell when they're coming. I think you probably could tell when they're coming, too.
for sure.
Very good. All right. Well, you guys know how we play the game. If you're new to Card to Sharks on the radio, you also can watch the live stream. It's live on YouTube. It's live on X and on Facebook. If you go to YouTube, WCCO radio channel, you can click on the live button. And also, you should subscribe. And then you get new videos and all sorts of good stuff by giving us a subscribe. Here we go for $50 at Jester Concepts. I was at their newest restaurant in Excelsior this week called Shiki, which was like a noodle, dumpling, ramen place. Very good. Very good in Excelsior. So here is the first question, which goes to Scott. We start with a question of 100 people. Scott will give us an answer. 0 to 100. Colette will say higher or lower. Whoever's right gets control of our cards. The cards are dealt behind me. No Laura today. Newsroom is busy. So we're doing our best here. So, Scott, here we go. We asked 100 drivers, have you ever talked your way out of a speeding ticket? How many drivers said yes? Scott, have you ever had a speeding ticket?
Actually, too many, and I haven't been able to get out of any of them.
One time in my life, I talked my way out. Well, I don't know if I really talked my way out of it. It was in Milwaukee. I was pulled over. I was just very business-like about it. And the officer took my driver's license, looks at my name, and at the time, I was a reporter for the ABC station there, and he says, I know who you are. He's like, I can't give you a ticket. And I'm like, you certainly could give me a ticket. Like, I didn't want anyone to go back to the cop shop and be like, this dumb TV reporter played the don't you know who I am card. I did not. But he didn't give me the ticket, which was really, really nice. It was really nice. What do you think, Scott? How many drivers would say they've talked their way out of a speeding ticket?
Oh, man, that's a tough one, but I'll try 47.
47, says Scott. Colette, I can't imagine you would ever speed. You strike me as a rule follower.
Oh, I have twice.
Twice? How much over were you going?
Well, the time a Texas State Trooper stopped me, I was going 90.
Whoa. Texas, though.
Texas State Trooper didn't give me a ticket.
Whoa! You wow!
I know.
Did you make another an excuse, time, or what happened?
No, he just didn't give me a ticket.
Wow.
That's all. Another time I cried my way out of it.
All right,
so,
yeah. My mom tried crying her way out of a ticket once. She was not successful. Not successful.
Oh, worked for me.
It's all right, well, Scott says 47 had talked their way out of a speeding ticket. Do you think it's higher or lower?
I'm going to say higher.
Colette says higher. Successfully talking your way out of a speed limit ticket. Dan, you've never been. You're the son of a.
I am a son of a retired police officer. I was stopped once for speeding, but I didn't get a ticket because the guy got a call right in the middle of talking to me about it.
Something else to do.
Yep.
Yeah.
Said he literally looked at me and said, "You're very lucky today. Slow down," and then split.
Wow. How much over were you going?
I was probably, I think there was it was a city street, so I was probably doing like 45 and a 35 kind of thing.
My last ticket was in, famously chronicled here on the show, was in New Ulm, on the way to watch like my niece's tumbling in like a gymnastics competition in New Ulm, and a state trooper was not moved by my story of family love.
Wasn't having it.
No, I got that. I certainly got that ticket outside of New Ulm. All right. Colette says higher. Scott says 47. The actual number of people who have talked their way out of a speeding ticket, just 22. Way low. Kind of. I'm surprised that it's that low. But Scott.
I've been lucky.
Yeah. Good news for Scott. You have control of the board, Scott. Do you want the red cards or the blue cards?
Let's try the blue card.
All right, Scott's going blue. Gonna flip. Let me get the microphone over here. We're going to flip your opening card. It is a 3. You have a 3. That's a nice start. Higher or lower than a 3?
Let's go higher on the 3.
Higher than a 3. It is an ace. Oh, my goodness. And Scott with a
now
nice
that's,
start.
That's an ace. A-C-E.
Got it.
Making sure. Sure everybody's aware.
That's right.
We don't want to be very clear.
All right. A-C-E for you, Scott. Higher or lower?
Right. Since that's a high one, I'll go lower.
Lower than an ace? It is a 7. It is lower than an ace, but kind of a tricky one for you there. You could freeze on the 7, or you could roll the dice. What do you want to do, Scott?
Let's freeze on that 7.
All right, very good. Scott freezes on that 7. We'll take an opportunity to freeze as well. We'll take a break. Back with Colette's first chance at a question. Card D Sharks, $50 at one of the Gesture Concepts restaurants. Go to Starling in Edina, 50th and Highway 100. Go check that out. Drive time back in just a minute on Caesar. Card D Sharks brought to you by our friends at Gesture Concepts, Parlor, Butcher and the Boar, Rustica. We appreciate their support. They're providing the gift card for the winner of this game. You can watch us play Card D Sharks on YouTube. Need just a couple more subscribers. I'm trying to get 1,000 subscribers on YouTube. So if you go to WCCO Radio, click subscribe. You don't actually have to watch the show over there. I don't care. Just need a couple more subscribers. There's an internal competition here, so I need to get to 1,000. We have two great contestants. Scott has turned over 3 cards and frozen. Colette has not had a shot yet, but now's your time, Colette. Here comes the question. You ready?
Ready.
We asked 100 parents, have you ever told your child a ridiculous lie just to get them to behave? How many parents have told their kids a ridiculous lie to get them to behave?
Whoa.
I mean, the question is, like, what do we mean by ridiculous? I guess it's... There are different categories of lies, right, Colette? Oh, I think Colette, is Colette breaking up a little bit there, Dan? No.
Yeah, I don't hear at all.
No, I don't hear either. Scott, we're going to check on Colette. Dan will pick up the line and see if she's still there. Sometimes it's our system. All right,
yeah, cool. By the way, congratulations on getting picked up for another year or two since we got a minute. That's
yeah.
Awesome.
Oh, thank you, Scott. Yeah, it's very, you know, in this business and the way things are going, just in broadcasting in general, to have them pick up, you're like, oh, thank goodness. So it's been fun.
Yeah, that's great.
It's been fun, man. You know, when you're in the sort of facing 50 was when I made that decision, right? Where it's like, all right, if I still have a lot of years, good working years ahead of me, I want to go learn something new. So it's been terrific, and the audience has been amazing, except for Colette. Oh, wait, Colette's back on the line. Colette?
I'm here.
Colette, you're up. Are you ready?
I am ready.
All right,
yeah,
your
ready.
Phone was breaking up a little bit, so go ahead. How many parents have told their kid a ridiculous lie just to get them to behave?
Say 80.
80, says Colette. Scott, I mean, a lot of us, I've certainly told my kids ridiculous lies. I think I still do. They just don't believe it as much when they're 20 and 17 years old. That's all.
About the same age as my daughter.
Yeah. Yeah. They know everything at this age. That's for sure.
Yeah.
What do you think? 80, said Colette. Do you think it's higher or lower than that? The number of parents who have told their kids a ridiculous lie.
I think it's going to be high, but I'll say just a hair under 80.
All right. Scott says lower. The actual number who have told a ridiculous lie is 84, just a little bit higher. Collab with a really good guess.
I was thinking Little Orph Nanny and the Goblins will get you. You know?
My grandma used to tell me that if you didn't wear your pajamas to sleep at night, the bear butt biter would come and get you.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, wow, I better put my pajamas on. Can't have the bear butt biter coming to get me. Whatever the bear butt biter was, I don't know, but that was her lie. Colette, here we go.
Right.
You've got a 2 to start things off. Very nice card. Higher or lower than a 2?
Higher.
Higher than a 2. It's a king. It is higher than a 2. And here we go. Higher or lower than a king?
Lower.
Lower than a king. It's a three. And Colette with three cards turned. Two to go. You can freeze at any time, but you're on that three. What do you want to do, Colette?
Higher.
Higher than a three. It's an eight. It is higher. And now you're in a pickle. One card to go.
Did you say ace?
That is an eight. E-I-G-H-T. That is the one that comes after seven and before nine.
Want to be clear. Want to be clear. E-I-G-H-T. Do you want to go higher or lower, or do you want to freeze?
Freeze.
All right. Both Colette has one card to go. Scott has two. This next question is critical, and it goes to you, Scott. We asked 100 office workers, have you ever taken office supplies home for personal use? Ooh. How many? I mean, this is essentially a nice way of saying, like, how many thieves are out there, right? How many workers say, yes, I have taken office supplies home for personal use?
Oh, man. I'll say 75.
75, says Scott. Colette, do you think it's higher or lower?
I'm going to say lower.
Colette says lower. The actual number who have taken office supplies home for personal use? I'm shocked. It's so low. 39.
Bunch of liars.
39. It is lower, which, Colette, is great news for you. I assume you want to change that 8. You can change the 8 if you'd like to.
I could change it.
I will take the top card from this stack of cards and just replace the 8 with something else.
Okay. Do I have another option?
Well, you can just guess higher or lower than the 8.
Yes. So you're stuck on an 8, which is kind of a crappy card, so you probably want to change it.
Change. Yep.
All right. We flip the 8, and it becomes a queen. Definitely.
Whoa.
A good change there, and you've got one card to go. Scott, I'm not feeling great for you. Colette, you're on a queen.
That's trouble.
That is trouble. Colette's been victimized by these cards before, though, so don't count yourself out. Colette, you're on a queen. One card separating you from the win, higher or lower than a queen?
Lower.
Lower than a queen. It is a seven. Yay! It is lower. And Colette, you have gotten the victory. Scott, you were great. You were a great contestant, but Colette just had a nice run of cards there. Thanks for listening, Scott. Thanks for the nice words about the show as well. We appreciate it.
Yeah, you bet. Have a great weekend, guys.
You too. There goes Scott. And Colette, you did it. You've got $50 at any of the Jester Concepts restaurants. You're in Dayton. So probably those Excelsior restaurants are the closest for you. They're going to be opening Mirabelle at the probably in a couple of weeks, another new restaurant. They got a parlor in Excelsior. Or come on downtown. Come to Edina, any of the great restaurants. So we appreciate you, Colette. Nice job. Congratulations.
Great. Thank you.
Colette stays on the line so Dan can get her info and good stuff. We're going to break. Twins are on the air early today. So pregame starts at 5:30. And that means Dan Hayes is next. We'll talk about the Minnesota Twins. They're hot right now, baby. We got a win streak cooking. We'll talk with Dan Hayes in just a minute here on Drive Time.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire. Plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
That music does mean it's time to visit with Dan Hayes. I'm going to get to Dan in just a second, but I want to update you on a little bit of breaking news. As you know, Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark and their dog Gilbert have been lying in state at the state capitol. Within the last 20 minutes or so, former President Joe Biden arrived in St. Paul, in the Capitol, paid his respects. If you're watching on YouTube, you can see a picture from Star Tribune reporter Allison Kite. You see Joe Biden standing alone in a very moving photo with those two caskets and the urn with the family dog. Very, very touching moment. A number of reporters saying that the former president spent about 40 minutes or so. This is A.J. Legault at CARE 11 saying that Joe Biden spent about 40 minutes visiting with Senator John Hoffman and Yvette at the hospital, saying that the senator is alert, making gains, and has started walking. So that's the update from CARE 11. So we'll have the latest in the local news update at the top of the hour, but I wanted to let you know that. First woman ever to lie in state at the state capitol, but just pure class by the former president coming out to pay his respects and to visit with the Hoffman family. Nothing but respect to him for that. Okay, it's 4:40. Twins baseball on CCO tonight. That game is at 5, well, pregame at 5:30, first pitch at 6:10. They're in Detroit, and we visit with our friend Dan Hayes. Dan, it's good to be with you.
Good to be with you, and first pitch at 6:10, we hope.
We hope. Rain was in the yeah. forecast, right?
Yeah, it looks like there's like a 65% chance at 7. And, you know, I'm just going to say, based on what we saw yesterday and experienced throughout April, you don't know what's going to happen.
Yes.
So we'll see.
Can you explain sort of what the logic is and, like, how they're making these decisions these days? Because it's...
Oh, like the four-hour delay yesterday?
Yes. I feel have that. What is the story?
Yeah. Well, first, let me tell you, there's some good news for people who were there yesterday. Anybody who held a ticket for yesterday's game, the Twins are giving all those fans an additional ticket. They made the decision today. So
that's cool.
They're gonna reward anybody that was there and had to leave. I mean, anyways, as it would be if you left, they're going for goodwill. That's a great move.
That's a great move.
It's a tough day.
That's really
nice.
And they did that. That was some strategy as far as, like, the Mariners weren't scheduled to come back here, right?
Right, and that's the thing. If it's Cleveland or Detroit and there's another trip in, you play a doubleheader. If it's a team that's even closer, you play, you have them come back. But it's Seattle, and that's, a four-hour flight. You have to find a day off between the two teams that matches the rest of the way. Then you have to see what happens. And, at that point, teams will be playing 22, 24 straight games because those makeups usually occur on that one off day that they have in like a 20-something day stretch. And MLBPA really kind of frowns upon that from fans.
The players' union. Yeah.
They don't want players doing that. They don't want them to surrender those days off. So you have a day like yesterday where you sit around for an additional 4 hours and wait. And both teams were, the Twins were only going to Detroit, losing an hour. The Mariners were going to Texas, so they were in the same time zone. So from that standpoint, it was feasible to do it. And it's unfortunate. And, I wasn't at the game yesterday. I went to I might have been at the Palace last night to see the Killers play a little.
Well, and I want to hear. I want to hear about this concert because the Killers. You and I were both at the Killers when they were at Target Field, but last night they were in front of the Palace. Only holds about 2,500 people, right?
It was amazing. But So I wasn't there, but I know that a few of the writers reported that they were kind of stunned at how much of the crowd stuck around for the game yesterday. And they got rewarded with a nice, blowout victory. Twins actually won and played nice, so a good game. But they're messy days, and we've seen them so much. I think we've had three, maybe four delays in excess of 3 hours this year. It's kind of like bring your book if you're us and you're filling time. So.
Yes, we jumped in and did a little show instead of making people listen to, like, Hall of Fame induction speeches from Twins history or whatever they put on. They're doing their best. What are you supposed to fill the time with? But that's kind of
exactly. I can only go in there and talk about Royce Lewis for so much time.
All right, let's talk about this week because it's been an interesting week for the Minnesota Twins. Things started horribly. Right?
Yes.
Like that awful weekend series against the Brewers. And then Monday, you're like, I mean, I was doing the math, and you're like, the if you go back to what, Thursday against the Reds,
yeah,
well, they only gave up 5, no big deal in that one, but they gave up 17 against the Brewers, then 9, then 9, then 11 against the Mariners.
Yeah, it's like the last 7 home games, it had been 80 runs allowed.
Like just
with,
crazy.
With Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been terrible, and the pitching. The last 2 days has been a nice respite. You hope for the Twins' sake that it's kind of going to keep going that way. The track record, the first 2 months of the season, the track record suggests they're capable. But the last 3 weeks, you know, you're thinking maybe it's a mirage because the pitching's right. been so bad. But they got it together a little bit. But that was just the start of an interesting, crazy week. So
you reported on one of my favorite things in sports. When you have the players organized meeting, so
yeah.
The pitchers, because it always it like I understand in theory how like yep when you get the guys together and you have a pitchers meeting, and it's no coaches, no managers, it's just you guys looking at each other and saying whatever you want to say, that there could be value in that. On the other hand, it seems preposterous that professional athletes who are making huge money would need like that would make a difference. I don't know. I guess it works when you win the next day, but I just don't know. I never know what to make about it, but it always cracks me up, like envisioning these grown men like just in a, you know, in their uniforms yelling at each other.
And it's funny because Rocco actually is very. He knows there's not a lot of value in repeat meetings because he thinks if I'm talking to these guys way too much, you know, what value does that hold? You hold individual meetings, you talk to players in your office, you have sessions on the side, that kind of thing. But you don't get the group together because if you go to that well one too many times, like you run out of chances for that to impact. And so I think they believe that occasionally getting the group together. And I think he's said that he's probably pulled the group together 3 times this year so far. You know, sometimes it's just reassuring and getting guys back on the same page. I don't know. Like,
yeah.
Look, with the pitching, look, this team was so good for the first 2 months. They were 4th in ERA. You know, all the stats were top 5. And then you have this problem jump up and, part of it, you know, it probably stems from Pablo Lopez's injury and Zebby Matthews' injury. But, you know, for a week, you're like, this isn't a problem. We don't really need to address this. And then for the second week, you're probably just in awe of that it keeps going the way it is. And then it goes into a third week, and it was spectacularly bad. And I think, you know, you look at – it's funny because basically the pitchers have stopped executing with strike 2. And we've seen the walks increase because that pitches get fouled off, that kind of thing. But I think they were just trying to reassure guys, let's get back to what we were doing. And it is the idea. I agree with you. It's kind of silly, but I think sometimes it's when it comes down to it, this game is as much mental. It's everybody's extremely talented that's here. So we know that it's 90% physical, right? But that 10% that is mental is what separates these guys from the guys that don't make it. And I think, you know, it's just managing humans and getting them motivated. So I agree with you for the most part. I think they get overblown. This one, I don't think we, you know, Chris Paddock was really fired up when he talked about it. And, you know, when we had talked to Pete Mackey earlier in the day and it got out that the meeting happened later. Paddock was like, I was ready to run through a wall. And so for a guy to say that, you know, I don't think he was really being dramatic. I think he was kind of took it in the way they wanted it to. So it seemed to have the impact. But again, you know, Paddock started that night. He gave up 5 runs. He had 1 bad inning. So the meeting clearly had a little bit of an impact for Joe Ryan and maybe Simeon Woods Richardson. But I don't know how productive that is for the guy who's supposed to be locked in and getting ready to start to have a fiery meeting. So you never know.
You never know. Exactly. Stand by. Dan Hayes, I want to talk to you about the story at theathletic.com that you wrote about online threats and the former police former police officer, an incredible guy, who is the director of security for the Twins. So we'll talk about that, plus an update on Royce Lewis. His injury, some good news tonight. We'll talk about that in a minute.
Let's take the current temp of your Minnesota Twins. Brought to you by Chef IQ Sense. Get your wireless meat thermometer now at chefiq.com.
Dan Hayes is with us from The Athletic. Temp of the team, Dan, what would you say?
Lukewarm at best. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, it's not great. I mean, look, the last two days, I was thinking
warming. I'm with you. Mildly warming, yes.
Yeah, last 2 days is good. Big series here this weekend. With a chance to play a Marlins team that is not very good after that. So if you can somehow get a series in Detroit and win 4 or 5 going into that Marlins series, you have a shot at getting things – at getting healthy again.
Right.
It's a big series here for that reason.
Yeah, I mean, if you get swept, you're in a world of hurt because we're already, what, 10 behind, something like that?
Oh, I mean, it's funny. Detroit's so good. I don't know that the division's even...
It's not even a question, yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
we're 11.5 games behind. Like, they are just cooking.
They are amazing. They're a lot of fun. So, should be a good series, a good kind of litmus test for them.
Royce Lewis, rehab assignment tonight, right?
Right, DHing over at St. Paul, so that's great. I don't know. They haven't really said what the plan is yet. Is it possible that he could be back for Miami? It's possible. I don't know. It's the hamstring. They're always kind of cognizant of it, especially with him. So we'll see. He's got a couple days here. They need to show him he can get out there and play the next 3 days. And I'm sure it'll be play today, off tomorrow, play Sunday. If he shows a lot, would it shock me that he was in Miami on Tuesday? It wouldn't shock me, but you never know if they're a cautious team. It wouldn't shock me just as much if they waited till they came home.
I want everybody to go to theathletic.com and read your story about Charlie Adams, the director of security for the Twins, because you really broke the news of Bailey Ober and some of the threats that he was getting when he had such a rough outing. Fascinating story about Charlie.
Yeah, and look, I've been trying to write about Charles I think his dad is Charlie. Because we call Charles, but his dad's the 4th Precinct Inspector, 38-year police veteran. Right. This is a very big police family. Charles Adams. Tony Adams is the director of security for the Timberwolves. That's Charles's uncle. And even his younger sister in the police. They have this strong family connection to the North Minneapolis. And I long wanted to write about Charles because he had been he's been the football coach at North High since 2009.
Right. Yeah.
And obviously, we know what's happened there. With some of the tragedies, Deshaun Hill. So Charles is just this really captivating guy that's always a lot of fun to be around with the Twins. And this was sort of a good avenue to kind of write about him because obviously we know that players are getting threatened more often online. It's just a function of gambling. It's a function of social media and fans just thinking that they can do stupid things. And, I mean, we've seen it at ballparks. We saw the fan talk to Jaron Duran back in Cleveland the early part of the season, talking that he admitted that he had tried to attempt his own life, and fans kind of ripped him, and that guy got ejected for life. So we've seen fan behavior be unruly and terrible, and it was just a good way to kind of show who Charles Adams is because nobody really knows, you know, unless you're around the team every day.
It was so good. Really great piece. So check it out at theathletic.com. Thanks for being with us, Dan. CBS coming up.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.